We pray. Lord God, grant us wisdom through your word. Amen. Wisdom, the ability to put knowledge to its proper and beneficial use. My one-year-old grandson has recently learned how to walk, or should I say toddle. He had knowledge, he knew that our back sidewalk was a place for walking. He knew that it led to the road. He has seen cars drive by on that road, sometimes too fast. So he had this knowledge, but did he know how to put that knowledge to its proper use? One day he decided to toddle at his top speed down the sidewalk toward the road and possibly into the pathway of an oncoming car. Maybe one driven by someone who's foolish enough not to obey speed limits. Thankfully, my 5-year-old granddaughter had garnered sufficient wisdom to run after him and stop him. The book of Proverbs tells us, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will drive it far from him. So are you wiser than that 1-year-old? Are you wiser than the 5-year-old? Can you look back 10 years and see some foolish decisions that you made? Foolish things that you did which you wouldn't do now? Although you possessed a certain degree of knowledge, at that time you didn't really have the wisdom to put that knowledge to its proper and beneficial use. However, now, time has passed, you have increased in wisdom and knowledge. That's just the way it goes. In the school of hard knocks, people usually, not always, but usually grow in wisdom. By experience, they figure out that certain behavior can result in sad and painful outcomes. Therefore, they learn not to do those things. The 5-year-old had gained more wisdom than the 1-year-old. So do you think that over the next 10 years, you will continue to grow in wisdom and be wiser than you are now? One of the great marks of wisdom is the realization that we are fools. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Now, this statement does not mean that all foolishness is driven out by the time we are 16 or 26 or 66. I'm more than 66. There is still foolishness in this heart. For example, I worry. I worry about my children, my grandchildren. I worry about my students. Jesus tells us not to worry. He says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Worrying never accomplishes anything good. It only gives more gray hairs and sleepless nights. You'd think that my wisdom would have led me to the point where I no longer worry about things that I can't control, but rather leave them in the hands of God. Yeah, I could say I worry because I care. But most of all, I worry because I'm a sinner. And sin, after all, is the chief cause of foolishness and the chief barrier to wisdom. However, the wisdom of God, as found in His Word, can and will overcome our foolishness. The wisdom of God shows us that God cares more about us than we care about one another. And we can see that love being manifested in Jesus Christ, in whom, as we heard last time, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God loved us so much, He cared so much that He sacrificed His Son in payment for our sins. And if He would do that, He who did not spare His own Son but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not, with Him, also freely give us all things? So there is God's wisdom for this old worrywart. Now I'm going to tell you something that you may not want to hear. Foolishness is bound up in your heart. And you are the greater fool if you do not acknowledge this. He who refuses to admit his foolishness is bound to remain foolish. He will not listen to the advice of others. He will despise any discipline that is offered. So how do you respond when someone who is older and wiser than you gives you advice? How do you respond to discipline from someone who is in authority? Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will drive it far from him. That's the purpose of discipline, to help in the process of your growth in wisdom. So be wise and listen to advice. Be wise and submit to discipline. Advice and discipline will help you grow. Many an act of foolishness was driven out of my heart by a loving father who spanked me when I was a little child and later on disciplined me in other ways. Still later in my life, it is God Himself who has disciplined me in various ways. I never enjoy it, but I know it is a sign of love. For He says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when you are reproved by Him. For the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and chastises every son whom He receives. He disciplines us for our good, that we may share His holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." So understand, wisdom is not natural. It must be gained slowly and with the help of others, especially the Lord. So let's pray for wisdom. Lord Jesus, source of all true wisdom, help us to grow in wisdom, even as you did when you were a child. Give us ears to listen to advice and a heart that is willing to accept discipline. Grant this request because you died that we might live and gain wisdom. Hear us for your name's sake. Amen. Hymn 235, verses 4 and 6. Thank you.